The Property Bulletin by London Property, the home of Superprime.
Co-living, a burgeoning trend in the rental sector, is gaining traction as the next big thing. These purpose-built developments offer smaller apartments with communal amenities, fostering a sense of community among young professionals. Investors and lenders are increasingly interested, drawn by higher density and profitability. Successful case studies in the UK highlight its appeal, with targeted marketing attracting tenants seeking a vibrant urban lifestyle. While London leads, regional hubs show promise. However, regulatory challenges persist, with planning hurdles and the lack of a specific use class. Yet, as the sector matures, it presents a unique opportunity to reshape city living and meet modern societal needs. Connectivity is reshaping the real estate landscape, with factors like pedestrian access, transport hubs, and co-working spaces becoming key considerations for investors. In today's tech-driven world, accessibility is as crucial as location. The rise of remote work fuels demand for reliable internet and proximity to transit, while co-working spaces foster collaboration and productivity. Smart city initiatives further integrate technology for efficient services and sustainability. Developers now prioritize connectivity, recognizing its impact on property values and tenant demand. As the real estate industry evolves, embracing connectivity becomes paramount for sustained growth and meeting evolving needs. The Renters Reform Bill, initially designed to enhance tenant security, faces criticism as concessions to landlord interests emerge. Michael Gove's amendments, aimed at bolstering landlord protections, have sparked backlash, with campaigners labelling the bill a landlord's charter. Delays and concessions have drawn ire, with concerns over fairness and transparency in the rental sector. Despite promises to abolish no-fault evictions, the bill's trajectory raises doubts about fulfilling commitments to tenants. With uncertainty looming, calls for robust legislation persist to ensure a fairer renting system for all parties involved. The UK property market stands out amid global real estate turmoil, showing resilience and lessons learned from past excesses. Unlike the US and Europe, where rising interest rates have led to plummeting valuations and occupancy rates, the UK offers a softer landing. Property groups in the UK have adopted a more conservative approach to leverage since the financial crisis, with lower loan-to-value ratios compared to pre-2009 levels. This prudent management has helped mitigate the impact of the current downturn. Additionally, the UK industrial and logistics sector has maintained controlled leverage levels, even amid consolidation efforts. While falling office values persist, the UK market's quicker adjustments to new realities contributes to its relative health. Despite challenges like Brexit, the UK property sector appears poised for a resilient recovery. According to the tax team at TLT, stamp duty land tax could have implications for commercial rooftop solar leases. Stamp duty land tax, SDLT, is a tax on land transactions in England and Northern Ireland. Chargeable consideration, which triggers SDLT, encompasses any form of payment or benefit given for the land acquisition. In the context of commercial rooftop solar leases, where electricity provision is part of the agreement, HMRC has indicated that the contractual right to electricity could be considered chargeable consideration for SDLT. This position, outlined in a 2014 stamp taxes bulletin, treats the cost savings from free or discounted electricity as taxable premium rather than rent, with its value determined by market value at the lease's effective date. Although HMRC's approach has not changed, current guidance lacks clarity on valuation methods for electricity rights. Even when landlords pay market rates, HMRC might still view any discount received as chargeable consideration. Consequently, developers should consider seeking professional valuation assistance to determine SDLT liabilities accurately and defend them if challenged by HMRC. Despite potential complexities, SDLT liability may be mitigated if consideration falls below certain thresholds. £150,000 with no SDLT or £40,000 with no notification required. However, the specifics of each transaction will dictate the SDLT implications, underscoring the importance of seeking tailored advice. UK landlords are increasingly focusing on environmentally compliant office spaces in prime locations, anticipating higher rents as tenants become more discerning amid the rise of hybrid work arrangements in an uncertain economic climate. Commercial property firms in the UK have capitalized on this trend, witnessing steady growth in rental incomes and occupancy rates over the past year, despite challenges posed by elevated interest rates in other sectors. According to Mark Ridley, CEO of Savills, rental growth in prime central London offices has outpaced other markets, with sustainable spaces emerging as a key driver of demand. Approximately 20 to 23% of London's building stock meets sustainability standards, attracting significant interest from investors. Savills forecasts a 2.4% rental growth for Grade A properties in the City of London, while Grade B properties may see a decline of 2.5% in rents this year. Prime properties are expected to experience a 2.9% growth in rates. Demand for office spaces in London has surged to its highest level in a decade, with companies seeking nearly 12 million square feet of real estate. Major listed landlords are well positioned to meet this demand, with assets in prime locations and a focus on premium spaces. However, challenges remain, including potential demand reduction from sectors like tech, which are looking to cut costs. For instance, Meta recently paid a significant sum to break its lease on a central London office building. In response, landlords are adapting their strategies, with a shift towards multi-let buildings to mitigate exposure to any single sector. Despite uncertainties, the emphasis on sustainable and well-connected office spaces underscores the evolving dynamics of the UK commercial property market. If you own or manage commercial property, contact us about our sustainability health check in collaboration with Basil Demarutis of Four Partnership, with over 10 years' experience developing sustainable offices.
Subscribe to our newsletter to receive our weekly bulletins and stay ahead of what's shaping the super prime property market.